Mr. Schleppenbach, I'm Chris Hunsinger. I would talk about your bio, but I didn't write one. So you have to tell us who you are.
No problem.
Since you turned up on our list this morning at 11 something, and I was so happy that Anthony Corona's message to me and to you got us together, and I'm sure he'll be happy to know that you came here. So take it away, Dave.
Well, thank you so much. It's funny how things work out. I believe there are no coincidences in life. And let me just say a big thank you to David Main and to Kirk for all the work they're doing. I don't know, you know, if people really understand and appreciate how difficult the journey has been for many, many years to kind of get to this point where we're seeing real tangible progress for employment. So that's exciting for all of us. So my name is Dave Schleppenbach. I actually invited another friend of mine, Ken Quinn, to participate. He may want to just introduce himself briefly, but he wasn't sure how to raise his hand when he was just on a phone call. So I don't know if there's a way to unmute him to talk or not. So we'll come back to that if anybody can figure out. But let me just introduce myself briefly. Again, Dave Schleppenbach, I'm the CEO of Tactile Engineering. We make the Cadence Braille tablet. How this all happened was I actually was invited to go on the ACB Sunday Edition radio show on ACB Media. I ended up doing that in person in Miami with Anthony. And then all of a sudden, a lot of interest happened, and I started getting invited to places, and here we are. So a little bit about what we do. We make a hardware device called the Cadence Braille tablet, which is a graphical and braille tablet computer. It's about the size of an iPhone, but you can put multiple units together and the image will span by Bluetooth, so you can make as large a display as you'd like. In the case of doing cybersecurity and IT, most people use two, so they have a full Perkins keyboard and the equivalent of a four-line braille display that can also do complex graphics. We have some more complex use cases where people use four. That gives them eight lines of braille and, you know, extremely complex graphics like science and math or maps and so forth. We also support animation and movement. Your fingers can be on the dots while they're moving, so it's a great learning tool. That includes learning things like braille for those that struggle with braille literacy, or if you have finger sensitivity issues, you have the ability to control things like the size of the braille dot, the spacing. We even support raised print to try to provide an anchor point for those that are new to the braille journey. The whole point of our program really aligns perfectly with what David and Kirk were talking about. We would like to help people to learn better and ultimately to be able to work in meaningful jobs. And these jobs that Kirk and David are talking about, these are legitimate jobs with good pay, necessary to society. We have a major shortage in IT, cybersecurity, STEM. So this is an opportunity that everyone's excited about to help fill some of those jobs and to get people employed and earning good money. The Cadence is used in combination with that. So our system is not just hardware, but it includes software and content. So the Cadence can work with traditional third-party assistive technology, like a screen reader, for example, VoiceOver or NVDA and so forth. Or it can work with Cadence OS, which is a custom operating system that runs on a host device, which could be a computer, tablet, or phone. And that OS lets you do some advanced things that are pretty far out, like graphics and animation, and you can even watch video with your fingertips. So there's no limit but your creativity is what we like to tell people, although that can be kind of intimidating. So then we tell people, don't worry, we have some content preloaded through content partners, and then you can create your own content. And one of our big partnerships is with NovaCoast and Apex. So for some users who are audio only, obviously they have a system in place with a screen reader to access the content. But as you can imagine, there's a lot of areas of IT and cybersecurity that even if you're not a Braille reader, it would benefit you to have graphical information. That could be graphs, flow charts, architecture diagrams. Also could be a complex data table. So, for example, you can use this Braille display, the Cadence, with a spreadsheet and read it like a spreadsheet as opposed to accessing line by line.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So, Ken, please introduce yourself a bit. Yeah, please go ahead.
Sure. A little bit about myself. I live in Western Pennsylvania in Erie, Pennsylvania. Right now we're experiencing some great summer weather. I know that's not going to last for overly long, but I'm going to take it while we have it. I've been blind since birth with Leber's congenital amaurosis, have three children and a wife that I live with. And I've been using Braille displays since the late 80s, early 90s. First introduction to a Braille display was the Braille and Speak. And then after that, a whole bunch of different ones from a whole bunch of different communities. And I'd like to say that the Cadence has been the best thing I've ever seen, because it integrates both tactile graphics, which, as we all know, are very difficult to produce and are very time consuming to produce, as well as Braille. And the refreshability of the tablet is the closest thing I've ever seen electronically to a physical Braille page. The refreshability is awesome. I would use that on an everyday basis for multiple different things with no hesitation. It's very usable friendly. It is very portable. It's just a great device.
Well, Ken, thank you so much. I appreciate the kind words. And Ken is being very modest, but he has helped actually develop some content with NASA to teach science and math to people with visual impairments, which is really exciting. And in fact, we have a project coming up here in the spring for the total solar eclipse that's going over the middle of the United States to bring that eclipse to those with visual impairments using the Cadence and some other cool things that we're doing. One other thing I just wanted to mention, that I'm happy to take questions from anybody. We are rolling this Cadence out state by state, and our goal, our mission, is to try to get it to everyone with a visual impairment who needs it, regardless of their financial situation. We believe that this is an important step in your journey for learning and employment and life. So by having the government and nonprofits and foundations help to subsidize that initial cost, all sorts of doors open up. And then once you're employed, maybe working through the APEX program in cybersecurity and IT, then the sky's the limit. So far, our first three states have been Indiana, Ohio, and Alabama. Two other states that we've just started to work with are Florida, where I'm currently on a trip, and Pennsylvania. So we would be excited to try to set up some personal visits and come over and show anybody in person who would like to experience this, collect some feedback, and see if we can figure out a way to work either through the state legislature, as we have in other states, or through Department of Vocational Rehabilitation or equivalent organizations, or through nonprofits. So I will stop for just a minute and be happy to take any questions that anyone has.
I was just curious. I listened to part of the interview with Anthony, and I have that link, and I'll be glad to distribute it far and wide on with PCB, although Anthony does a pretty good job of sending those things everywhere. But I was just curious about how, I haven't gotten to the, like, how big is this device? How many lines and how many columns is it, et cetera?
Very good. Those are great questions. So first of all, it's about the same size, shape, and weight as an iPhone. In fact, my iPhone is actually a little bit bigger than it. I think Anthony's was a little bit smaller than it. You know, there's different size iPhones, but that's the approximate size and shape. Almost the entire surface is covered with dots, and there are some buttons. So there are 384 dots per Cadence. That works out to four lines of 12 cells of 8-dot Braille. So you can either do four lines of 6-dot Braille with some 8-dot available for cursor or computer Braille code, or you can do dense graphics where the dots between lines are used also to create graphics so there's no gap in the graphic. The spacing is standard Braille paper spacing, so each cell has an inner cell distance that matches up with the paper standard. The height of the dots and the size of the dots is the paper standard, and so forth. Because you can combine them together, in the case of two, you would then have four lines of 24 cells each, and in the case of eight, you would have eight lines of 24 cells each. We support reading existing books, either as, a BRF file or maybe an EPUB or a DAISY book. So for those cases where you have, say, 32 Braille cells on a fixed formatted Braille page in a book, you would either have the ability to pan the Braille, or we have two types of wrap that we support for reflowing the text to fit on the cadence. Similarly, like for tables, you can actually experience that as a table. So it's sort of an arbitrary paper size, no more stair step tables to try to find things. Hopefully that answers that.
It does. So if I had
one other kind of just to toss in there is that at the same time you have the Braille, you can also have the graphics showing as well.
Mm-hmm. So if I needed several of these to make my life complete or my display complete, like, what would it cost a unit?
So that's the best part is our goal is zero, right? To have that funded through that state agency organization. And we've had some success now in a couple of different states, as I mentioned, to do that. I can tell you that in the worst case scenario, if we don't get this funded through some sort of program, our fallback position is we have a partnership with Easter Seals Crossroads that allows visually impaired people to take long-term low-interest loans to buy assistive technology. So in that scenario, you would then be able to, you know, pay what is whatever is within your means to acquire one. But that's a last resort for us. The price of these is comparable to existing Braille displays that are out there. And, you know, existing displays can range anywhere from, you know, $3,000 up to, say, $6,000. There's a lot of variance depending on what you're getting. And one of these cadence units obviously has a lot more capability than those. So what I've been telling people to do is contact me. We'll work with you on a case-by-case basis for now to bring it to your state. If it's not already in your state, we'll see what we can do to get you in as an early adopter, and then we go from there.
But it would be under the price, say, of the Monarch whenever the Monarch actually hits the road, right?
Well, I can't actually speak to anybody else's pricing, but from
no, but they're saying 20,000, right?
Yeah, I think it would be significantly less. Yes,
but then they'd get quota money for you know, the schools or whatever would be supposedly getting quota money for that. Have you guys even thought in terms of quota money?
Well, unfortunately, the way that system works, to the best of our knowledge, is that it's sort of controlled and monopolized. You can only spend it on one. You know,
APH stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would love to participate in that program. We'd just be on APH to reach out and simply ask.
This is Doug, and I have a question. This is basically designed for graphs. Is that the idea? Or really, can you use it for reading just about anything?
Well, actually, the original intent was for reading. So our goal was to improve Braille literacy. So it would be a tool to learn Braille if you don't know Braille. It was designed actually to support people who are not Braille readers as a primary function. Then secondly, to read books for those who are Braille proficient or technical information. And then thirdly, the complex graphics, charts, and animation that would be needed for something like a science and math job.
So can a person who is blind input, are there input keys to do these things too, or how does that work?
Yes, absolutely. So each cadence has a number of keys. There are Perkins keys for standard 6 or 8 dot typing. Then there are some buttons along the front face where your thumb would rest, similar to a conventional Braille display that could be space bar or similar function. And then we also have a directional pad to move a cursor up, down, left, right, or maybe to play a game. And then we have row selectors, which sort of take the place of conventional cursor routing switches so that you can select menu items very quickly and so forth.
And Does it come with like note-taking capabilities? Can you save things on it, or is this basically a display?
Absolutely. So it is designed to connect to a host device, like I mentioned, a phone, tablet, or computer. So you have a couple options. One is you can use the normal features of that host device. Could be that note-taking program on your iPhone with VoiceOver, for example, or whatever is most convenient for you. But then inside of Cadence OS, we have a full suite of sort of office productivity tools, similar to what you mentioned. And our content is stored on the cloud. So there's really no limits in terms of storage capacity or anything like that.
So just for clarification, you would need to have your device with you with the Cadence.
That's right, Ken. So it connects by Bluetooth to the host device. And then for the access to the content on the cloud, you would need an internet connection. We do allow for local storage on the host device as well. So the idea would be, for example, someone carries their iPhone in one pocket and the Cadence in the other is a use case for portability.
Very interesting.
I will say it's been a very long journey to get here, about 30 years of work. We did build a high-tech robotic assembly factory in Indiana to produce this. We have about 30 people employed now helping to make this and to do the content and the service. Our supply chain is 100% in the United States, so it is a made in USA product. We haven't had shortages of chips or anything like that. And we also believe very strongly in service. So because this is a new product, we understand there's always risk for a new product. We offer a 2-year replacement warranty. Anything goes wrong, we replace it for you as part of our early adopter program. That includes, you know, you drop it or spill coffee or whatever. We just bring you a new one. And then we have extended warranties and accident policies beyond that. So our goal is to make this about the same complexity, cost, and technical feasibility as phones, which everybody has. You buy your phone on a contract, you have service and support if you run into an issue. We're trying to match that same convenience so that someone has that barrier removed between their work or their life or their job.
And what kind of connectors are on the Cadence, like USB-C or, you know, things
that? Other than the Bluetooth, it has a USB-C connector for charging, and then there's a power switch. So it's really very simple. We've tried to keep it easy. One of our thought processes, some folks using this might be elderly, and we wanted to make it as simple as possible for them to get some benefit from. I will mention people ask about battery life, and the display does not take any power when the dots are set. It's only when they move up or down. So the battery life is extremely long. It's really limited only by the Bluetooth that draws the energy. And we use Bluetooth, BLE, Bluetooth low energy specification. So I've been on a trip now for a couple weeks and have yet to charge my devices, for example. And there's been, they're still, I think, maybe at 80% charge.
Wow.
Now, I don't use them. I don't use them as often as you might, but I've been doing a lot of meetings. Let's put it that way.
So the real nice part of this is that you have multiple line reading. Is that the idea?
That's exactly the idea. Yeah. You have multiple line reading. You can intersperse graphics. You can look at peer graphics. You can put labels on graphics. You can move things around. We even support drawing in real time. So you can draw pictures. We have a stylus for that. It's just a lot of cool features. And I always get excited showing someone for the first time because there's something in there for you, whatever it is that you enjoy most likely.
And the battery itself, is it replaceable?
It is not. It's a rechargeable lithium-ion battery. But we did design the entire unit to be easily serviced. So there are a couple things I didn't mention. The units are modular. So part of the reason we did that is so that if something goes wrong, you simply replace the bad module. So, for example, if you have two Cadence tablets, a left and a right, and you're working and you lose one, you still have one while you're replacing the other one. And within the tablet itself, we have Braille modules. Our magic is that back in 2013, we invented and patented a new type of Braille actuator that's the size of the Braille dot itself. So we were one of the first people to, or probably the first people to do this. And this allows us to pack the dots as closely as we want We then cluster those in modules. So each module has 32 dots or four cells of 8-dot Braille. If you were to lose a dot that can't be repaired or calibrated in the field, you just pop the module out, put a new one in. And then the entire Braille layer, the assembly that holds the Braille dots at your fingers touch, that can be completely separately removed. And then you can clean that. So if your finger oils or debris gets in there and jams it, you can, that can be cleaned and then restored. So these are designed to be repaired sort of similar to how phones can be repaired. For example, you drop your phone, the screen breaks, you take it to a place, they fix it for you, you got your phone back and you're good to go. Kind of the same mentality we were going for here. So people didn't sit for weeks or months without a device.
Now, if somebody wants to contact you and try to work with their state to get this Braille display circulated there, what would they need to do?
Okay, so first you can reach out to our website, which is tactile-engineering.com. That's tactile-engineering.com. And then you're welcome to email me directly, anybody here on the call, at dave@tactile-engineering.com. We can start there, and then we'll route you to the folks that you need, and we'll go from there. Well, let me just add, since we're coming to the end of our time here, I would be happy to follow up with anyone individually. I think you have my contact information. I gave already, again, tactile-engineering.com, or you can email me at dave@tactileengineering.com. Probably, I would imagine your listeners are all in the Pennsylvania area. Not too far from Indiana, would be happy to set up some time to come and visit. Or maybe Ken and I will both show up. You never know. So I really appreciate everybody's time. And, you know, I'm sorry about the last minute arrangements, but I'm glad that it worked out. And I hope everybody really takes to heart both this talk and the previous one with David and Kurt. There really is a lot of opportunity out there. Times have changed and continue to change. There are great opportunities coming for people with disabilities in all areas, especially those with visual impairments. And anything we can do to help any of you, don't feel free, please, to reach out anytime. It doesn't necessarily even have to be about the cadence. I'd be happy to just talk to you.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. And we'll definitely keep you in mind. And I think this product would probably be a real eye-opener for people who didn't necessarily think they were going to work anymore, but they just wanted to be able to use their Braille with their computer more or whatever. It's
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We really hope that's the case, that people think, well, maybe I could work on a job at home, a tech job, using some equipment, work part-time, make some extra income. Or someone that said, you know, I never learned Braille. I lost my sight later in life. I have neuropathy. I have diabetes. I have finger sensitivity issues. You know, this is a new way to learn, a little bit different than using paper and going to a special place with a special teacher. You can learn at home at your own pace using an electronic device. Maybe give it a try. Even if you end up just using it to communicate with your friends and family, it could be a big enhancement to your life. Don't be afraid to try new things. It's the world we live in now.
Well, that is what we're up to, is exploring new pathways.
Thank you all so much for the time. I am happy to participate. And again, I'll be happy to answer questions by email with anyone else.
Thank you.
Thank you.